In a few short weeks, a midterm election will be held across America. Its outcome will be directly linked to the outcome of the most recent presidential election on so many levels. And according to various sources, millions of Americans did not even bother casting their vote in 2016. Perhaps 50% of all Americans voted, or maybe it was closer to 60%. But the bottom line is that innumerable voters did not vote, and this despite all the nonstop pre-election coverage in the media. Well now, how does all this translate cinematically? Why do certain films stress the significance of each and every American voting for the person or persons of his or her choice? Well, let me cite a movie that dates from 2008. Its title is Swing Vote, and its plotline grabbed my attention not only because it was released during a presidential election year. The film stars Kevin Costner as Bud Johnson, a loser who is not so much a has-been as a never-was. The one bright spot in his life is his precocious 12-year-old daughter. And, as a result of a series of events, the winner of a presidential election will be determined by one vote. That would be his vote. Now, of course, one might expect that those in power will pander to Johnson. They want to be winners and not losers, because, after all, winning at all costs is the American way. Now, upon hearing the plotline of Swing Vote, I immediately thought of a similarly themed film which was released way back in 1939. That film is titled The Great Man Votes. John Barrymore stars as Gregory Vance, a character who is different from Bud Johnson, but only superficially. Vance is a souse, but he also is Harvard-educated and a former scholar. And he has two children instead of one. Here, the election in question is local rather than national. But his one vote will decide the outcome. And so, of course, the pompous politicians and their handlers cozy up to Vance. One of them is named Iron Hat McCarthy, and he is perfectly played by Donald McBride, a long-forgotten character actor. McCarthy is a political operative who possesses, as it is explained, a useful talent for stuffing ballot boxes. When we first see him, Iron Hat is handing out candy to children. But this is not because he is fond of children. He does so, as he explains, because they'll all be voting a straight ticket one fine day. Now, I could go on and on here. But what Swing Vote, The Great Man Votes, and similar films stress is the significance of voting in each and every election and by each and every voter. In the U.S., every vote counts. And there is no excuse whatsoever for any American to become a 2018 version of Bud Johnson or Gregory Vance.